is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In the investigation into the deadly truck attack on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, the FBI says the attacker had, in online videos, declared his support for ISIS shortly before the rampage, and they now believe that he acted alone. More on 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar from CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Jabbar, a decorated U.S. Army veteran who served in Afghanistan, pledged his allegiance to ISIS before last summer, according to investigators. The FBI says he rented an electric truck on Monday in Houston, Texas, where he lived, and drove to New Orleans on Tuesday evening. After midnight on the morning of the attack, he placed two improvised explosive devices in coolers in the French Quarter. He posted a final online video proclaiming his support for ISIS just minutes before he plowed into the crowd on Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street has fully reopened. Also at the Sugar Bowl, which had been postponed today due to the attack a mile away, Notre Dame beat number 2 Georgia 23-10, sending the Fighting Irish into the semifinals of the college football playoff. In Southern California, at least 2 people are dead and 18 injured when a small plane crashes through the rooftop of a commercial building. It took place in Fullerton, almost 26 miles southeast of L.A. Jerome Cruz works in the building.
All we hear is like a loud voice, boom, and that's it. Then we start running out.
CBS News Los Angeles helicopter reporter Desmond Shaw was listening to air traffic control information at the time.
The pilot was basically sounded really panicked, like they were having some sort of issue. They gave them a clearance for an emergency landing, and then it sounded like the pilot panicked and went straight down into this building.
No word on whether those injured were in the aircraft or on the ground. Authorities investigating a Tesla Cybertruck explosion outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas yesterday say they know that the driver who died was Matthew Livelsberger, an active-duty U.S. Army soldier and member of its elite Green Berets. But as for motive, FBI agent Spencer Evans says,
it's not lost on us that it's in front of, you know, of the Trump building, that it's a Tesla vehicle, but we don't have information at this point that definitively tells us or suggests it was because of this particular ideology or the, you know, any of the reasoning behind it.
CBS News has learned that President Biden is likely to reveal tomorrow whether he'll approve Japan's Nippon Steel's acquisition of U.S. Steel. Investigators in South Korea attempt to arrest impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol at his home over his martial law decree last month. They have an arrest warrant, but BBC News' Jean McKenzie in Seoul reports,
the protesters have surrounded the residents from every direction. They are incredibly angry. They are here to support President Yoon.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200 to $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
When it comes to the best food in the world, Socrates may have been onto something. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
Travel Atlas ranks Greek cuisine number 1 in the world. It scores 4.6 out of 5 stars with the finest pistachios, Finiki Lakonias olive oil, and Santorini fava beans. Coming in second, fare from the country just across the Adriatic, Italy, where standouts include Neapolitan pizza and gianduja. Rounding out the top 5, Mexican, Spanish, and Portuguese cuisine. The U.S. ranks 13th in the world when it comes to food, with nods for lobster, Pacific smoked salmon, and Texas-style barbecue. The U.K. and Macedonia are near the bottom of the list. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Authorities in Chile have recovered a batch of expensive watches, including several that were stolen from Keanu Reeves' home in a 2023 burglary. Police in Santiago say a 21-year-old man has been arrested. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, sunshine's back, highs into the low 20s and a little breezy. The weekend looks like low to mid-20s, more sun than clouds, maybe some flurries Sunday night, Monday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Want to see to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play.
in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand. We walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum them on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Ow! to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine, so fine. Or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
mine, so fine.
Say, all right, love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Charleston was once the rage, goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Touch of my soul now. What a total attack.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let me jump.
into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
So true.
I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny, one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny, one so true, yes, I love you. Yesterday, all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After yesterday's truck attack on Bourbon Street that left at least 14 people dead and dozens wounded, the FBI announces...
We do not assess at this point that anyone else involved in this attack is involved in this attack except for Shamsuddin Jabbar.
FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Rea also says bomb techs recovered two improvised explosive devices in coolers in the Bourbon Street area. CBS's Tony DeCopel reports.
The FBI calling the attack here premeditated and evil. And while the investigation continues, authorities say they are now confident that the attacker acted alone. They also say new evidence, including video posted to social media, shows that Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar was, quote, 100% inspired by ISIS.
The cyber attack that exploded in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas yesterday was rented in Denver and driven by Matthew Livensberger, an active duty member of the Army Special Forces. Sheriff Kevin McHale.
The individual had sustained a gunshot wound to the head prior to the detonation of the vehicle. One of the handguns was found at his feet inside of the vehicle.
Motive not yet known. Two people have died and 18 are injured in a Southern California plane crash. Police in Fullerton say the small plane slammed into the rooftop of a sprawling furniture manufacturing building, causing a fire. Jerome Cruz works in the facility.
It was scary. It was afraid. I was afraid, so I just run out. Everybody start running out.
Monday marks 4 years since the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, and federal investigators have yet to identify the person who planted a pipe bomb outside the DNC headquarters in Washington the night before the riot. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The FBI has a set of newly released videos which give a new vantage point, a new perspective on the person who deposited those two active pipe bombs here on Capitol Hill January 5th, 2021. The FBI is still unsure if this is a man or a woman in the footage, but they do have a sense of the height, 5'7" and a good look at the Nike sneakers the person is wearing.
House Speaker Mike Johnson will fight to hold on to the gavel when a new Congress convenes tomorrow. CBS's Zach Hudak.
It certainly helps Mike Johnson that he has the public support of President-elect Donald Trump, but so did Kevin McCarthy a couple years ago. Speaker Johnson can afford to lose really only one vote, assuming all members